morning and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Abhishek De, a special correspondent at The Print, and today I bring to you a report on the 10 men Arvind Kejriwal is counting on to boost the Aam Aadmi Party's national expansion after the Punjab win. 8 legislators and 2 close aides of Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal have come to the forefront of the party's national expansion plan. They are the Aam Aadmi Party's top office bearers in states, appointed either as state in charge or election in charge, where Kejriwal's party is trying to expand its footprint after its victory in Punjab on 10th March. We start with Durgesh Pathak, who has been appointed in charge of Himachal Pradesh. He is one of the closest aides of the Aam Aadmi Party chief, who has been a crucial part of the party's national expansion plan much before its Punjab victory. At 31, Pathak is the youngest national executive member of the Aam Aadmi Party. He was a participant in the Anna Hazare-led India Against Corruption movement of 2011 and played a role in the making of the Aam Aadmi Party, having been a key strategist for it since its foundation in 2012. Pathak's assignments have included the Delhi polls in 2015 and 2020, both which the Aam Aadmi Party won with a majority of 67 and 62 seats respectively in the 70-member Delhi Assembly, even though Pathak himself lost the Karawal Nagar seat for which he was given a ticket in 2020. Pathak was at the helm of Aam Aadmi Party's Punjab campaign ahead of the 2017 Assembly polls, in which the Aam Aadmi Party emerged as the principal opposition against the Congress. This year, he was in charge of the Goa polls, where the Aam Aadmi Party managed to win 2 seats. Pathak is also an Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson and municipal affairs in charge in Delhi. Sandeep Pathak has been appointed in charge for Gujarat. Sandeep Pathak is a former associate professor at the Indian Institute of Technology in Delhi. He is another close aide of Kejriwal. Pathak is one of those behind-the-scenes functionaries of the party. Pathak is also one of the Aam Aadmi Party's Rajya Sabha picks from Punjab, and he will be joining the Rajya Sabha from the next session. He is credited with building the party's organizational base in the Punjab ahead of the 2022 polls, designing its outreach strategies, chalking out agendas, and drafting campaign plans. Saurabh Bharadwaj has been appointed in charge of Haryana. 42-year-old Bharadwaj is a computer engineer by profession. He is a third-time Aam Aadmi Party MLA from Delhi's Greater Kailash constituency. He has been at the forefront in some crucial party campaigns, one of them being the Aam Aadmi Party strategy of flaunting its Hindu credentials, which several party leaders say is an attempt to take on the BJP in its own game. Bharadwaj has been a cabinet minister in Delhi and was given charge of the transport, food and supplies and the general administration portfolios in the first Aam Aadmi Party Congress coalition government that lasted for 49 days. He is a spokesperson of the party and currently the vice chairperson of the Delhi Jal Board. Sanjeev Jha has been given charge of Chhattisgarh. For the longest time, 42-year-old Sanjeev Jha, who is another third-time MLA of the Aam Aadmi Party from Delhi's Burari Assembly constituency, has been the Purvanchali face of the party. Purvanchali is a term which is popularly used in Delhi for migrants from the states of Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Jha, on and off, has been making TV appearances, mostly during Chhat Puja arrangements, and seen, you know, next to other senior Aam Aadmi Party leaders in press conferences on issues concerning Delhi's migrant populations. Born and raised in Bihar, Jha has been a general secretary of the Aam Aadmi Party as well, and he played an active role in the formation of the party's student wing, the Chhatra Yuva Sanghar Samiti. Sanjeev Jha also participated in the India Against Corruption movement in 2011, and that is where he met Arvind Kejriwal and the top leadership of the Aam Aadmi Party, which would eventually sprout from this anti-corruption movement. Then we discuss Dilip Pandey, who has been given charge of Karnataka. Pandey, he is 41-year-old. He is considered one of the biggest assets in crisis management. Dilip Pandey was the face of the party during the COVID-19 crisis. He informally operated a help center of his own that was busy round the clock, arranging beds, medicines, oxygen, and all forms of help for patients. Dilip Pandey unsuccessfully contested the 2019 Lok Sabha polls, but became an MLA from Timarpur after winning the assembly elections in Delhi the next year. He is an engineer by profession. He has lived abroad for many years. Then he came to India. He joined the India Against Corruption movement. He has been with the AAP since its foundation days. And he is also one of the many persons who has done several hats so far, including being the spokesperson of the party and its Delhi convener, a post from which he resigned after the Aam Aadmi Party lost the 2017 municipal polls to the BJP. We come to Vinay Mishra, who has been given charge of Rajasthan. 39-year-old Vinay Mishra is the son of senior Congress leader Mahabal Mishra, a former MP from West Delhi and a four-time MLA. Vinay Mishra technically replaced Adarsh Shastri in the Dwarka seat in Delhi. Adarsh Shastri is the grandson of former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri, and he too was with the AAP since its foundation in 2012. Adarsh Shastri, however, was denied a ticket by the party in the 2020 assembly poll, for which the senior party functionaries often have cited performance issues. Adarsh Shastri eventually went on to join the Congress. His place was taken by Vinay Mishra. Now, even within the party, when Vinay Mishra joined, it was very evident that his father, Mahabal Mishra, who was very clear at one point that he could not see the Congress making any gains, improving its vote share in the assembly elections in Delhi. So the Aam Aadmi Party turned out to be a good opportunity for his son to boost his political career. Even Mahabal Mishra has been through his own ups and downs in the Congress. Eventually, Vinay made it. Vinay was not only inducted in the party ahead of the 2020 polls, he also went on to win the polls, become an MLA. And definitely at one point, everyone kind of knew that Vinay would be given some position or the other. In the 2 years since he became an MLA, he has not held any position in the party or in the government. So many senior party functionaries say that they could see this coming for Vinay. Then comes Ajesh Yadav, who has been given charge of Bihar. Ajesh Yadav is 54. He's one of the several AAP legislators in Delhi who have always maintained a low-key profile. He's hardly visible on TV or addressing press conferences, even though he has been an MLA from the Bhadli seat since 2015. Ajesh Yadav is a businessman by profession. He owns a chain of banquet halls. Within the party, Ajesh Yadav's role in the development of unauthorized colonies is often appreciated. And at times, the appreciation has come from none other than the party chief. The next name is Ajay Dutt, who has been given charge of Himachal Pradesh. 46-year-old Ajay Dutt is a second-term MLA from the Ambedkar Nagar constituency in Delhi. Ajay Dutt has so far held positions in several legislative panels, which include the Committees of Welfare of Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes, Public Accounts, Government Undertaking, Environment, and Papers Laid on the Table of the Vidhan Sabha. But he has not yet held any position in the government. Within the AAP, Dutt is seen as one of the most accessible MLAs for people in the constituency. Gulab Singh Yadav has been given charge of Gujarat. Gulab Singh, 43-year-old, is a second-term MLA from Delhi's Matiala constituency. He is one of the behind-the-scenes AAP workers in Gujarat. When Kejriwal and his Punjab counterpart Bhagwant Mann addressed a rally in Ahmedabad last week, Yadav was the man who made it possible. Senior AAP leaders say that. Yadav, according to party leaders, has been working in Gujarat along with the local AAP unit there since 2015, but not many know about that. The last leader would be Somnath Bharti, Aam Aadmi Party's third-term MLA from Malviya Nagar, who has been given charge of Telangana. Somnath Bharti is one of the most recognizable faces of the Aam Aadmi Party. His name has surfaced in a few controversies in the past, but in the party, he is known for his good grip over legal affairs and his skills in public administration, and also his accessibility for people in his constituency. Somnath Bharti was a minister in charge of portfolio such as law, tourism, administrative reforms, and art and culture in the 49-day Aam Aadmi Party Congress coalition government. He has been accused of having links with spamming websites. Then he made headlines in 2014 when he led a midnight raid with locals in South Delhi's Khirki Extension neighborhood, targeting a group of African nationals. And he was also arrested in a domestic abuse case in 2015. But then, as a senior party leader say, that controversies are one aspect of his personality, and most of those have turned out to be baseless. The other aspect is that of a master in his field, law and public administrations. And that is the reason why he has held important positions in the party and now has been given a new one. Between 2014 and 2021, Bharti has headed several legislative panels, ranging from a committee on public accounts and privileges to a committee to deal with the problem of stray dogs and monkeys in Delhi. That's all we have for you right now. This is Abhishek Day, a special correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 to listen to the best news reports from The Print Stable. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.